Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Very important broadcast lined up for you today. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Tuesday, the 9th day of November, 2010. We have an amazing individual joining us in studio in the third hour, Dr. Paul Connett, director of the Fluoride Action Network. And we'll be talking about his new book, The Case Against Fluoride, coming up in the third hour today. This is another issue that we can take action against and have fluoride, sodium fluoride removed from our water systems that are in about 70% of the country's water supplies, municipal water systems. Europe is also trying to force these systems into place, but a lot of people are bucking against it. So it's one of the issues where we can have an effect. But even if we can't get it out of our local water supply, we can educate people about how deadly it is with medical doctors so it's on record so people can take their own steps when you drink fluoridated water or when you brush your teeth with fluoridated water or when you bathe in it, which is just as bad as drinking it. They've also reported that the Large Hadron Collider has created the mini Big Bang with lead ions. That's big scientific development. We'll be covering that as well. You know, if you go back and listen to my radio show 15 years ago, I was yelling and screaming about half the time. Now it's only maybe 5% of the time out of 100. 95% of the time I'm somewhat calm, but I really want to be centered. Because when I am centered, when I'm not on air, when I'm just researching, I'm so much more articulate than when I just spin out of control with anger about what's happening. But this affects me. It affects you. It affects all of us. And some anger is good, but I'm here to impart information. Nobody complained yesterday. In fact, we had record listenership on the Internet. Record. But even if some people like that and like seeing the train wreck, and in 4 hours of broadcast, I was calm most of the time, but I did rant and rave for probably 30 minutes overall. And I'm going to try to not do that today. I'm going to try to be centered. And when we come back from break, I am going to cover the unbelievable economic news, the huge developments with the naked body scanners and the TSA takeover of the homeland, not just the airports. We're going to get into a stack of bizarre news like this Reuters headline, "Look out, your medicine is watching you, microchips in the medicine." We talked about this years ago. That's where they were going with it. Now it's here. Gold has gone way past $1,400. Last time I checked, it was $1,418 plus. I'll check during the break exactly where it's at. On the naked body scanning front, though, this is now a big national story. You did it. I did it. We did it together with the help of the Drudge Report. There are now hundreds of news articles today, hundreds yesterday, many of them sourcing back to our articles at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with people really facing how abusive this is, how humiliating this is, and how it doesn't protect us from the supposed turbaned wearing boogeymen. And it shows, just like the system demonized the Tea Party, but it came to political power. Now we'll see if it gets co-opted. The point is the system tried to demonize it, and it didn't work. And we're having victories on the bisphenol A and the plastics front. We're having victories on the sodium fluoride front. We're having victories on the Gardasil and H1N1 shot front. Record low numbers of people are now taking it. The more the system hypes and pushes something, the more people turn against it. And so something very special is happening right now with the naked body scanners. And it's good to be empowered. It's good to see that we can have an effect if we take action. It's very buoying. So I shouldn't get angry and feel powerless and yell and scream, because that's really why I do that. I just become enraged with frustration and disgusted anger, knowing how criminal the system is and seeing that so many people refuse to wake up. But slowly but surely, as we persevere and continue doggedly, people are waking up. So I'll continue along that line and blitz through news and wide open phones, then Dr. Conant joining us.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, it's the kickoff of another live transmission, radio, satellite, television, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you for joining us. We are 8 minutes, 25 seconds into this first hour. It is Tuesday, the 9th day of November, 2010. And we do have Dr. Paul Conant joining us in studio in the last hour. Dr. Paul Conant is the director of the Fluoride Action Network and the executive director of its parent body, the American Environmental Health Studies Project. He has testified before Congress. He holds a bachelor's degree from the University of Cambridge and a Ph.D. from chemistry at Dartmouth College and is a retired professor of environmental chemistry and toxicology at St. Lawrence University. He will be joining us in studio today. And he's co-written this book, Paul Conant, Ph.D., with James Beck, M.D., medical doctor and Ph.D., and H.S. McHelm. So that is a very interesting book, very informative, very important information, a new look at the scientific evidence, the case against fluoride. He will be joining us in studio here today. Gold has hit another all-time high of $1,420.20. That was just seconds ago, $1,420.20 right now. So that is extremely important news there. We knew this was going to happen because the laws of finance and economics show that when the government announces that the world reserve currency, the dollar, will be massively devalued, gold isn't going up. The dollar is going down. So we're going to be going over all of that today. Fed global backlash grows. It's funny. I called Paul Watson this morning, and I said, I want you to write an article about global backlash against the Fed. And I said, you know, like world awakens to banker takeover, backlash accelerates. And then I get here to the office, and they printed an article off Wall Street Journal, because that's what it is. It's a global backlash. Fed global backlash grows. China and Russia join Germany in scolding Obama, defends move as pro-growth. We've got the German finance minister. We've got Ron Paul saying the dollar is going to die, and it's going to be a major global depression. Well, that's the plan. All these other finance ministers, all these other economists, I mean, there's almost no one saying this is good. For the first time in modern history, in 97 years of the banking dictatorship, they had one of the Fed governors of Kansas City. He came out and said, this is going to destroy us. So this is not a game, ladies and gentlemen. And I know you know that. It's why you listen to this broadcast. But I say this every day. It's one thing to intellectually know this and know what hyperinflation and dollar devaluation is going to do and to know it's a globalist plan in stone. That's how we could predict it over a decade ago because we didn't predict it. They told us what they would do. People marvel at Ron Paul being accurate or Bob Chapman or myself or so many others. Marvel? I mean, if you jump off a 1,000-foot cliff with no parachute, you're going to die. You're going to die. You do what Argentina and many other nations have done in Weimar Republic Germany in the 1930s. I mean, you know what's going to happen. I mean, this is not brain surgery. It's not rocket science, okay? It's not quantum mechanics. It's not nuclear physics. Okay. I said at the first little segment that some stations don't care, the first 5 minutes today, that I'm going to try to remain centered throughout the entire broadcast. I've gotten better at this over the years. And I want to apologize to listeners for ranting and screaming and yelling yesterday, even though we had record listenership on the Internet, which is one gauge we have. I want to apologize because I didn't probably cover one-tenth of the news I had in front of me. And the problem is, the reason I always get into one article in the stack and then run on for an hour about it is because I want to go through all the facets of each report we cover so people can see it in context of how it connects to this overall system. But I want to go through just a stack of bizarre news first, then the latest naked body scanner information, which isn't just about the scanners or humiliation. It's about the fight against it. It's about the awakening to just how much tyranny we're under. I mean, it's happened incrementally, but we're now reaching a flashpoint where folks are really starting to realize how dire these straits are. And so without further ado, let me go ahead and just get into this little stack of in-your-face bizarre news. This is out of Reuters. Look out, your medicine is watching you. And I remember over a decade ago seeing the patents for this, where even aspirin, Tylenol, will have chips in it, and they claim this is to track people that are abusing any type of over-the-counter or prescription drug and sets the precedent for your body to be basically filled with electronic microchips. Norvitus AG plans to seek regulatory approval within 18 months for pioneering tablet containing an embedded microchip, bringing the concept of smart pill technology a step closer. And there's a bunch of other companies that already have actually gotten approval and have rolled this out. So the Total Surveillance Society. And, of course, that ties in with the smartphones tracking everything you do by law. It's law that those spying systems are built into all the phones. It ties into the smart houses, the smart meters, where the government wants to control your thermostat and all the new appliances by law. What is it, by 2014 or is it 2015? You can pull it up. And it's already rolling out that your dishwasher, your clothes washer, your refrigerator, your thermostat, everything has chips in them where the government doesn't need to have a wireless box on the pole and then they control your thermostat from that. That's the old technology they're already putting in place. This is data transfer down power lines. And they can transfer data, and it goes into the chip and then monitors everything going on in that appliance. This isn't coming. This is here. So all products will have RFID chips tracking everywhere you go and what you do. There's been a big backlash. They plan to have this in place in 2004. The Pentagon's on record running the program. And they describe it as a total surveillance grid where everything going on in the third dimension, that's the dimension we live in. Cyberspace is its own dimension, its own artificial dimension within cyberspace, within the silicon. But this is described by MIT and the Pentagon as smart dust, and everything will have chips embedded in it, and so they can track the real world with the NSA Google-type software. And that's what Google is. It's NSA software given to the front company through NQTEL and the CIA. We told you that 7 years ago. It was declassified last year, that they are a complete government operation. Yeah, don't be evil, Google. See, I said I'd just cover all the news here. I've probably got 200 articles, literally, 200 or more. In fact, give me a document cam shot, just the wide shot of all this news just today. People to understand the frustration for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. So that's what you need to know about that one article. Okay, here is another one. No soup for you. Michael Bloomberg targets salt sellers, Mayor Bloomberg's latest health campaign, cutting salt intake, and he's using taxpayer money to run ads and billboards and radio and TV ads saying how evil salt is. The truth is, a lot of studies actually show that if you exercise and drink a lot of water, you actually need salt. You know, people have asked me in Texas who are from up north, they say, why when you go to a 7-Eleven or any other convenience store do you see big piles of little salt packets? And why will you see the migrant workers in there after a hard day's work just soaked in sweat, dumping packets of flavored salt into water or into beer? Well, it's because they need it. If you ever go work on a golf course all day like I've done back in college, you will literally want to eat salt. But no, if you're not exercising a lot, then no, you don't need the salt. The point is, you've heard them come out and say, well, they've already passed the law in San Francisco, no toys and Happy Meals. The government says what type of toilets you can have. The government says what type of light bulbs you can have, what type of refrigerator, what type of appliance, what type of cell phone. And now it's what type of food. And this is the global model to then monitor everything you do. They socialize health care. Then they say, well, your unhealthy lifestyle is costing me money in the socialist collectivist system, so we have a right to tell you what you can and can't do. And you got the CPS taking people's children who are obese. But notice there's no discussion about bisphenol A in most plastic products, admittedly in the major studies, causing all sorts of endocrine hormone problems in youth and causing them to become obese or to give them cancer or to cause delayed fertility, puberty in males, and accelerated fertility in girls. And every time I talk about this, morons send me emails and say I'm lying. I mean, it's literally hundreds of news articles every month. This is now broken through to the mainstream, and it's admitted in major states. What, now four states have banned it? You go to Target, you can hardly buy plasticware now. It's almost all glass because people know. But on average, a higher education level, certainly not wealthy people, but Walmart's very blue collar, and Target has a higher demographic. And then, the average yuppies finally figure this out. 15 years after myself and others warned you, there were scientists 50 years ago when they adopted this warning people, but they get laughed at. Okay, I've covered two articles here. But the government could care less about telling you that Gardasil vaccines are killing people and maiming them, or that H1N1's deadly or filled with mercury, or that GMO food in every major study, because it's designed to do that. It's not accidentally every corn, every maize, every soybean crop, just so happens to sterilize you and cause organ failure. It's designed like that. And we have the Rockefeller Foundation documents on it. We've covered them here. We've posted them on the websites. See, they don't care about all the real things that are screwing people up. You don't hear the government trying to restrict corn syrup, do you? On record, shutting down your pancreas. Highly toxic. Or the fact that they use toxic fertilizer on most of the food crops, and the crops then bioaccumulate lead, mercury, arsenic. That's admitted. What's the headline? Half of corn syrup products have high levels of lead and mercury, Washington Post. See, they don't really care. They just want to act like they care and use that as an excuse to monitor and control your life. while they're the ones killing us. See? Okay, I covered two articles. We'll try to cover more.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Many days we go into the fourth hour, overdrive to 3 p.m. Central. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Thank you for joining us. So, finishing up with the fact that New York's already tried to pass laws saying that they will give them multi-thousand-dollar fines at restaurants if they, quote, oversalt food. And this is about the image and the message that government is your God, your mommy, your daddy. It's going to tell you what to do and take good care of you so that people have this image of government as caring about us when they're using DU in the wars that are killing the troops, not just the enemies, when they're constantly getting caught running secret programs, injecting people with syphilis, with hepatitis, with HIV, with polio. But we don't want you to have salt. We don't want you to have salt. And later I'm getting back into the big developments on the naked body scanner TSA front. It's the same thing there. You got a better chance of being struck by lightning, literally twice in 1 year, than you do of dying in terrorism. I mean, you got 9,000 dead now in the last 2 years on the U.S.-Mexican border. But that's kind of on the back burner. That's not a problem. You know, that's a higher death rate per year than what Vietnam had. Vietnam over, 10 years, 64 to 74, was 58,000. Oh, but out of sight, out of mind, no, it's terrorist. And now they're banning mailing printer cartridges added to the huge list. So it's this perception management where things that do matter, they just put on the back burner. But things that don't matter, oh, we want to protect you. We're doing all of this to protect you. Continuing, a scientist find dramatic damage to marine life near BP spill site. Yeah, and the government's told us the seafood's safe now for 4 months, even though all the private universities and others have openly been threatened. That's come out in mainstream news when they just study shrimp and fish just filled with the core exit and other chemicals, the different dioxins, the different things that are in the crude oil. And they're told, just don't worry about it. And remember, Obama said, hey, core exits, no problem. There's no health problems. Remember, he said that 3 times. No, don't worry. Then they said, oh, the Gulf spill's been cleaned up. Out of sight, out of mind. That's CNN. Continuing with bizarre news, the Australian Barack Obama joined Muslim prayers at school, teacher says. And it goes on to say, as a schoolboy in Jakarta, Barack Obama attended Muslim prayer sessions with his classmates against the wishes of his mother. Well, we know he was in a Muslim school in Jakarta. We know he had the name Barry Sotero. We know he gave up his citizenship. If he is a Muslim, that's not bad. I'm not saying Muslims are bad. The point is, this guy did give up his citizenship, and that disqualifies him right there. So that's out of the Australian. Another report here. Illegals made Democrat governor in Connecticut, WorldNet Daily. Sanctuary City issued thousands of IDs accepted for voter registration. Well, that's what happened in Arizona with the sanctuary cities. Of Tucson and Arizona, they're not officially sanctuary, but they are. And the federal court ruled, yeah, they don't need to be proved their citizens to vote. So interesting report on that front. And continuing with India, since Obama's over there, he's about to go to the G20 in South Korea and Seoul. Harley-Davidson to build bikes in India. Remember Harley-Davidson a decade or so ago said, buy Harley. You know, it's the only American-made motorcycle. And everybody went out and bought them. And for motorcyclists I talked to, they're not very good bikes. They look good, sound good, but they have a lot of problems. And but there they go to India. And, just the way it is, I guess. As long as they talk about how it's made in America, I guess everything's supposedly okay. So there, I went through, 8 different stories on that front. When we come back, I'm going to get into the huge developments on the TSA takeover of society. It's not just here in the U.S. They all have similar systems worldwide. This is a global corporate model and mode of control to train everybody to be slaves. I'm going to get into that when we come back from break. And then we're also going to get into what's most important, in my humble opinion, what's happening with the economy, with gold. We do have a doctor coming on to talk about in studio in the third hour dealing with fluoride. But in the minute I have here before we go to break, this is out of the London Telegraph today. Large Hadron Collider creates mini Big Bang with lead ions. And now they want to start accelerating uranium and plutonium into each other. The Large Hadron Collider has succeeded in recreating a miniature version of the Big Bang by smashing stripped down lead atoms together. The reaction created temperature is a million times hotter than the center of the sun. Boy, that's a good idea, isn't it? Because it started a chain reaction, which have not been reached since the first billionth of a second following the Big Bang. They don't know that. This was expected to cause atomic particles such as protons and neutrons to melt, producing a soup of matter in the state previously unseen on Earth. And they're going to do thousands of these different types of things. And they say low probability that it's going to destroy the Earth with each experiment, but when you do thousands of them. Scientists, including British particle physicists, will now study the particles in the hope of discovering what holds atoms together and gives them their mass. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that America is filled with adultery, lying, stealing, drug addiction, gang wars, and every conceivable evil that God has revealed is sin? Did you know that our once Christian morals have been deliberately undermined? It's a fact of history that every nation that sinks into immorality falls. Is America on the brink and hardly anyone is paying attention? If anyone calls sin what it is classified as a hate crime. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers. Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first time you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday edition. I want to start getting into the latest developments with the TSA backlash that's happening here in the United States and similar backlashes across the world where this similar draconian control grid and dog training, slave training system is being put into place. But before I go any further, I wanted to let listeners know, and I know listeners have heard this countless times, when a caller calls in who's been listening 6 months, a year, 2 months, whatever the case may be, they say, yes, I woke up to the New World Order, and I found your show. And I'll ask them, I'll say, how did you find the show? And more often than not, you would think out of 200 million views conservatively on YouTube alone of my videos and my show, that's just one venue, one forum that we're reaching people, on just 8 YouTube channels we have, that's just our channels, and I kind of count, change the channel as an auxiliary because he posts our films, over 200 million. That's just on the channels that I've gone and counted them up. 72 plus million, that's up a million in the last week on the Alex Jones channel. A million in the last week, but 72-plus million views on the Alex Jones channel. I am so honored. I am so blessed to be in a position where I can reach hundreds of millions of people. That's not counting the thousands of other video sites where my videos and films and radio show are extremely prominent. But you notice with the callers, because I ask this every day, I'll say, oh, you just woke up. How'd you wake up? My friend, my neighbor, or a lady at a swap meet, or a lady at church, or a man at work, or my brother gave me a copy, a DVD. We get more calls and more letters and more emails because when somebody's given a DVD, it's so personal, and they tend to watch it. They tend to value it more. Most of them, of course, are burned copies, bootleg copies, which are not bootleg. We want you to make copies of them. I'm doing this to reach people. That's my goal, is to defeat these globalists, to stop the tyranny, to stop the medical experimentation, to stop this control grid we're under. But when you count 200 million in the last 2 years, not counting all the years before that, not counting millions a day listening on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave satellite, number one streaming internet show on the web, according to Shoutcast and other major aggregators that track that. To know that the biggest awakening is the listeners of this show, who I salute and thank, buying the DVDs, making copies, and giving them out to people, because it is that seed money, the people that buy the books, buy the DVDs, buy the T-shirts, buy the ballpoint pens, the license plate covers, the bumper stickers, most of it is sold almost at cost. Every order gets a free citizen rule book. It is you supporting us with your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, you name it, but also getting the films and supporting the awakening. It's symbiotic, that are having the biggest effect. And that's why, until Christmas, we're doing the biggest sale we've ever had. I know the economy's in shambles, so you notice we just make the deals better and better. All of my top titles, all of them, and the new film I produced, Invisible Empire by Jason Burmes, it's excellent and very up to date. They're all buy one, get three free, or basically $4.90 a piece. Okay? So you buy it. You get four copies for $19.95. You've got gifts now for four people, or keep one for yourself. The Gift of Awakening, Endgame, Invisible Empire, Fall of the Republic, The Obama Deception. We've got a bunch of other discounts and specials running as well right now, some of them that are even better than that deal, at Infowars.com, or we've got three great, two ladies and one great guy back there that answer the phones when you call. For years, we had a 1-800 service, and people would call up thinking it was us and asking them questions, and folks didn't like that. So now we do it all ourselves. So you can call here and place your order, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or Infowars.com. Or you can download all my films in super high quality, special video reports, expanded DVD extras that aren't on the DVDs. You notice that for 2 years I've been obsessed with this eugenics film and never released it. And I can't wait. I mean, it's all going to be in the film, all put together with the documentation. But you notice now 3-4 times a week, exclusive hour-long, 2-hour-long interviews, never before seen, flying people to Canada, flying people to Washington State, Florida, California, Indiana, Iowa, I mean, just everywhere. On average, sending two camera guys and the plane tickets and hotel and everything. And sometimes the people being interviewed don't want to be paid, which is fine for their time. $3,000-$4,000 per trip. And I'm just sitting on over 40-plus incredible interviews. So we're just putting them all on PrisonPlanet.tv, basically unedited. We just cut our questions out. Sometimes we even leave those in. I mean, what a brain trust of info. And they're getting millions of views online. You know, we post them first at PrisonPlanet.tv. You get first exclusive. You get to download them, burn them to disk, but then it all filters out to the web as well. That's fine. It's you who do pony up and support us that allows us to do what we're doing. And so thank you. And we are running a special as we do every year. People say, well, then next year, you know, how do I get the same deal? Well, just renew every year during the special. It's 5+ months. Comes out to 5.3 months free. So you pay for 6.7 months, and you get 5.3 months, over 5 months free, when you sign up in November and December at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we've turned it up in the last year where you can have, with your passcode, six people can be logged in with the same passcode at one time. So you can also share it with some friends and family, but tell them they can't share it, or you might get locked out sometimes when six people are logged on with your passcode. And I'd love to give it to everybody for free, but I talked about how when we, for, you know, 2 or 3 hours on a show sometimes now, we'll put up a free video stream box. It cost us, you know, $300, $400 just during the couple hours. And when I did 27 hours of live broadcast a few weeks ago, it cost about, what was it, $3,400, $3,500. So we can't do it. I mean, believe me, I would just give it all away for free. But I understand people out there know that. They understand how it is to run an operation, to meet payroll and do all that. Also, please support our local AM and FM affiliates. Spread the word about their sponsors. That's a lot of stations have been picking us up, and they really appreciate the support. A lot of commercial stations even get donations when they put us on from thankful people. I've gotten a lot of station owners and managers call me about that, or a lot of businesses step up and sponsor the local station because they appreciate that. I mean, you vote with your money. The globalists take your money and then use it against you. They use it against all of us. So that they forcefully take it at the barrel of a gun. We don't do that. You know, if you believe in what we're doing, and even if you have no money, that doesn't matter. It's spreading the word about the broadcast gets the word out, because that's the message at the end of the day. It just cost a lot of money. You know, we've got, I don't know, 8, 9 servers, little ones that are $400 a piece, $500 a piece every month. Some are a couple thousand. That's what I call a $400 server. It's not $400 a year. It's $400 a month. And then we have two big CDNs. And I don't know what my bandwidth cost is. It's got to be $30,000 a month or something. And we've got, you know, I don't want to get off and talk about it anymore. The point is, we couldn't do any of this without you. And look at the effect we're all having together. It is so exciting. It is so beautiful. It is so buoying and refreshing to know the effect we're having. I also want to thank Matt Drudge of the Drudge Report. Drudge, I said yesterday, Drudge has been posting hardcore articles for 3 years. He's intensified posting hardcore news for 3 years. He's been doing it for 10. I guess forever, really. But, you know, it takes a lot of courage to every week link to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com articles. And now Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 5 days, he's had our stories at the very top. Yesterday, two of our stories at the very top of Drudge. I mean, millions of visitors to InfoWars and Prison Planet. And Drudge is doing it because he's angry about the naked body scanners. He's angry about Big Brother. I used to listen to his radio show. One of the few shows I really liked. I wish he wouldn't have quit doing it. Sunday evenings, what, 8 to 10 Central? But, you know, and nobody's perfect. You know, people's views politically change. We've been seeing that happen with Glenn Beck. But this is a big deal. And look, I'm very appreciative for 5 days straight linking to 3 or 4 different articles of ours. I would hope that Drudge, because this is a big development, would link to this, because this is breaking through. I mean, Drudge set so much of the media agenda, and now literally hundreds of articles a day are talking about the fondling and talking about the backlash. In fact, he's posted, I saw this article last night, and I thought, that's going to be on Drudge. And sure enough, this morning, he posted it today. It's Big Sis backlash for TSA genitalia groping. That's one of ours. Pilots opt out rejecting naked body scanners of radiation danger, privacy breach. That shows the big pilot unions are against it. That's our article. And then flyer patients wears thin at checkpoints. That's a Herald Tribune article, and I just knew he was going to post that. I understand Drudge just can't post InfoWars articles, but this is a big development. TSA responds to airport molestation complaints. And Watson did have the headline, which I think was accurate this morning, of TSA gives the figurative finger to... But I thought that was a little too racy. It's a family site. So I had him change the TSA response to airport molestation complaints. And they just came out and said, yeah, we know people are angry. You can watch the video clip. They show some people saying they love it. The media picks people that agree with it. And it's all to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda. And they just said, you know, this is scientific and we're going to do it. So I think that's important that they've responded. And it's a glib reaction, does nothing to address concerns vehemently voiced by numerous prominent travel and pilot associations. But for me, it's like winning the Super Bowl to have stories that we report on breaking out into the national and international news and having an effect and showing that there's been this huge opposition beneath the surface of the pilot unions and airline heads in the U.S. and England and Europe and, you know, so many other people. And TSA folks don't like it, so a lot of them quit and they just hire goons who do like it. And it's coming out, the TSA guys hitting on women, planting cocaine on them, TSA being busted as pedophiles, TSA making women strip in front of people in public. This is all acts of humiliation. They've been ordered to do this to see if the government can get away with this. See, the globalists are all about raw power. Just like from India to Nigeria to South Africa to Egypt to just all over South America. Peru's one of the big ones. Brazil, Guatemala, Mexico, Congo, Libya, the UN got caught adding HIV to the shots, and there were hospital wards where everybody got HIV. I mean, they've been caught over and over again. You're like, what does that have to do with naked body scanners? They want to put their hands on you. They want to set the precedent to take your blood at checkpoints, as they've got federal grants to do. They want DNA databases. They take your baby's blood at birth. They want in your life. They want in your body. And they want an army of out-of-control, power-grabbing federal minions who aren't sworn peace officers just out there trampling on everyone's rights. And the feds now announcing total control of all transportation, all schools, all power plants, all infrastructure. I mean, this is the new economy. The government admitted more than a decade ago. The RAND Corporation said we're going to be a service economy, but not the one you think. The service economy is going to be security guards, jail guards, data analysts, data miners, secret police, political officers. And now that's what we are. Do you understand that that's most of the tuitions that are being paid, the scholarships? The biggest group of them now is to be part of this, to where even if you don't like it, that's the jobs. That's what America is. We're going to open the phones up for the full second hour and the third hour on fluoride, but I want to tell you the subjects I want to hear from you on coming up here. You could probably take a wild guess. I got to get into the economy first, but TSA responds to airport molestation complaints. It's just incredible. And so why did the U.S. government with Israel from 1952 to 1962 pay $3 billion in adjusted money to tell public school children in Israel that they were going to be checked for diseases and that it was a treatment for skin allergies? That's why they're called the ringworm children. It's a fungus. Nothing to do with that. But they were taking them to x-ray their heads in these high-powered systems to cure them of ringworm. And then it came out it was eugenics and it killed a lot of the children, maimed others. They're called the ringworm children. Yeah, I talk about 4,000 plus radiated to death in the U.S. foster kids. The point is, it's every country does this because it's a scientific dictatorship. And that was a test for Israel. Will you take poor Jews and murder them? And Israel said, absolutely. Heil Hitler. There's something big here, folks. Okay? And that's what's going on. And in my film Endgame, it shows on, you know, clips from Israeli TV, the government shot of the kids, and they hit them with so much radiation, all their hair would fall out. And they did different doses. You know, that some of them they'd kill, some would die that day, others a month later, some would go blind. And there's people all over Israel today, you know, 40, 50 years old who lived, and they're blind and they've got cancers, and you'll see them on the Israeli news. I mean, this is admitted. You know, people who are Israelis, they know all about it. The average American's like, what, the Israelis did this to 110,000 little Jewish kids? Yeah, folks, look, the globalists want to hurt everybody. I mean, you need to understand this. And so what does that have to do with TSA? It's about testing power, testing what they can get away with. I mean, imagine nurses – have known for 39 years, whether you're in Australia, Germany, England, the U.S., all the westernized global empire governments, echelon countries, that at birth, they say, this is going to the health department, honey. We're going to test for a blood disease. And nobody ever asks, well, why doesn't the hospital just do a blood test or have a local clinic do it? That's the cover story. They do not test for the blood disease. No one ever gets contacted and told you have the disease. The hospital actually takes blood, too. They do test. Sometimes they contact you. It goes into a Pentagon UN database. That's now, I get people like, yes, Alex, you talk about this every day. Because these are the key issues. We have this giant shadow medical scientific tyranny running around everywhere murdering people. I mean, I remember it came out, what, 6-7 years ago in New York Daily News. CPS workers quit over it. That they would take poor black children, CPS would, and take them and do pesticide studies on them, strap them down, and murder them with pesticides. Nobody got in trouble. I mean, come on. I mean, again, this goes to who is our government? They're psychopathic, scientific murderers. We're going to get back into the latest developments on TSA, your phone calls, the economy, and a lot more. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off-the-Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
By the way, the Pentagon likes to do this. They did this on Y2K. ABC News reported that Russia had fired a missile and then 5 minutes later said, oh, it was just a drill, don't worry about it, to try to get the public to report on it. But it says, mystery missile launched, seen off California coast, military mum on nature of big missile rising out of the Pacific, a possible show of U.S. military might. And there's a video of it. And for an hour or so, this really scared people before they came out and were basically mum, but it's obviously the military. So interesting report there from CBS News. Okay, getting into the TSA, this is really the big issue. This is out of WCVB-TV, Boston, ABC 5. Illegal, say TSA approved flight training. And it goes over how the federal government gives illegal aliens clearance to fly without any documentation or to rent aircraft, even large aircraft. See, this is a joke. And just like it came out 2 years ago that Homeland Security would do staged arrest, even when Bush was still in office, of illegal aliens and then go give them green cards and hire them. So it's all a complete joke. Again, you are the citizen. You are seen as the parasite's food. And so you can see a video report up there as well. We've got it linked up on prisonplanet.com. Three Brazilian nationals accused of being in the country illegally while studying to be pilots at the Stowe Flight School said they were cleared by the Federal Transportation Security Administration for flight training, the TSA. The men, who agreed to talk to News Center 5 under a condition of anonymity, said they came to the United States legally but now have expired visas. They said the TSA never asked them about their immigration status. And it just goes on from there. So you are going to have your wife felt up, but foreigners or any, oh, you want a big aircraft? Here, just take it. It's all made up. They're not worried about the illegal aliens, okay? They're not worried about terrorism. They're training you. They get to put their hands on your wife and children and squeeze. You got that? U.S. tightens restrictions on cargo from Yemen and Somalia. They are now banning flying with ink cartridges or basically trying to mail them. Above 16 ounces is added to the new wide list. This is happening worldwide. Canada creates new security rules for passengers following bomb scare. And same thing, printer cartridges, enhanced pat-downs, all of it. So this is how they get the job done. And I was looking at the YouTube video with 270-something thousand views of Michelle, one of my staff, being interviewed last week about how she was fondled and her 20-month-old and 8-year-old were. And there was a commenter on there, and I happen to know this is the truth. He says, I happen to know that what this person's saying is the truth, that police aren't allowed to do this, but these TSA are. Just like nobody else is allowed to have these radiation X-ray machines. They are X-ray without having, you know, radiation shielding, but here they just wave it. I was a cop for 25 years. Unless it was an emergency situation, a female officer had to be called to do any frisk of a woman or minor female. Had to. And this was for an arrest. You're being arrested. Absent a warrant, the policy of the TSA performed by civilian agents who do not have peace officer status is absolutely a violation of the Fourth Amendment rights. The answer to this outrage is simple. Do not fly. Enough people need to say no and refuse to fly. The airlines will intercede with Congress, and they'll stop this. And he had a mild expletive at the end I deleted for radio audiences. So continuing along these lines, we're going to open the phones up again for victims of the TSA. People need to hear this. Men, women, and children. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.